Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to get tempted, hear from some flappers, we're going to move, we'll get an adjustment, and celebrate St. Patrick's Day. This first segment of the show is all about temptation, and it came about because I happened upon a record by a person with the same last name as a friend of mine. So here from Mark is Patrick Waddington. Are they related? Probably not, but one never knows.
Thank you. alone. I should have known you were temptation. You smiled, luring me on. My heart was gone. You were temptation. It would be thrilling if you were willing. If it can never be, pity me, for you were born to be kissed. I can't resist. You are temptation, and I am yours. Here is my heart. Take it and say we'll never part. I'm just a slave, only a slave to you. Temptation. I can't resist. You are temptation, and I am yours. Here is my heart. Take it and say we'll never part. I'm just a slave, only a slave. Thank you.
are to blame. Just a plaything under a gay wing, a moth in your flame. Though I doubt you, I'm mad about you, can't do without you my temptation.
The Waldorfians, directed by Howard Godfrey from an April 1931 Piccadilly 78, and My Temptation. Val Rosing sang the Norman Clark lyric, and W.C. Pola wrote the tune. The W.C. and W.C. Pola stood for William Conrad. The Waldorfians were the house band at London's Waldorf Hotel in the 1920s. It's now the Waldorf Hilton Hotel, but you can enjoy a drink at Good Godfrey's Bar and Lounge in the hotel, which, of course, gets its name from Howard Godfrey. Before the Waldorfians, it was Bing. You're welcome, Art. Backed by Lenny Hayton and his orchestra with Temptation from October 22, 1933. That's from the film Going Hollywood and was written by Nacio Herb Brown and Arthur Freed. Temptation was preceded by Harry Roy and his orchestra from the Mayfair Hotel in London on January 4, 1935, and Temptation Rag. Temptation Rag was published in 1909 by Thomas Henry Lodge, and there are words which were written by Lewis Weslin, and which, according to the sheet music, were sung with great success by Bonita in all the leading vaudeville theaters. Bonita was the stage name of Pauline Deland, who was born in Menin, Georgia, on December 2, 1886. She began her career at age 12 as a dancer, and at 14 was a member of Mortimer M. Thies's Wine, Women, and Song Burlesque Company. Lou Hearn joined the company in the 1905-06 season, and he and Bonita were later married and became stage partners. We began that Temptation set with British actor and author Patrick Waddington with My Sweet Temptation, written by Arthur Young. The duo pianists were William Walker and Peggy Cochran, and the three of them were billed as That Certain Trio. My Sweet Temptation is from the show Charlotte's Masquerade, which opened at the Cambridge Theatre on September 4, 1930, and it was also recorded by Jack Plant with the new Mayfair Orchestra conducted by Ray Noble. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Recently on the California Ramblers and Related Groups page on Facebook was an article about the song The Flapper Wife. A flapper being an attractive, reckless, independent, short-skirted, bobbed-haired, jazz-listening, smoking, drinking, car-driving young woman of the roaring 20s. So here is The Flapper Wife to start off a set of rapidly rotating records about flappers.
Thank you.
The Banjoist Supreme, Harry Reeser and Flapperette, written by Jesse Greer and recorded on October 28, 1930. Not sure who the pianist was, but Reeser was accompanied on other recordings over the years by Frank Banta, Bill Wurgis, Milton Rettenberg, Paul Rickenbach, Russ Carlson, and others. Before Harry Reeser, it was Mamie Smith and her Jazz Hounds with The Darktown Flapper's Ball, written by Bernie Grossman and Irving Maslov, and recorded by OK on December 8, 1922. And we began that Flapper set with the Golden Gate Orchestra, a pseudonym for the California Ramblers when recording for Edison, and the Flapper Wife, waxed April 22, 1925, with the vocal by Arthur Hall. The song The Flapper Wife is a Carl Rupp melody with words by Beatrice Burton and is based on Burton's book, The Flapper Wife, subtitled The Story of a Jazz Bride. Author and playwright Beatrice Burton was born May 13, 1894 in Cleveland, Ohio, and died April 13, 1983 at age 88 in Naples, Florida. The Flapper Wife is a jazz-age romance novel about a young woman named Gloria who wants to marry a millionaire, but settles for a lawyer and refuses to adhere to being a traditional housewife. The book was also the basis of the 1926 film His Jazz Bride, and The Flapper Wife was also recorded by Nat Shilkret, Harry Radiman, Ben Selvin, Lou Gold, and Harry Reeser. 6 days after recording it as the Golden Gate Orchestra for Edison, the California Ramblers introduced The Flapper Wife to a live audience at the Strand Theater in Yonkers, New York, as part of a 4-day engagement. In what was apparently some kind of marketing tie-in, The Flapper Wife was being published as a serial in the Yonkers Statesman newspaper.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
A couple of weeks ago, I woke up with a little lower back pain, which got progressively worse as the day went on, to the point where by evening I was limping. But I called my chiropractor, whom I hadn't had to see in quite a few years, and after a couple of treatments and adjustments, was back to normal. So here for Dr. Holt and staff, with thanks for straightening out my spine, is a set of rapidly rotating records about backs, beginning with Ray Starita and the Piccadilly Revels Band.
Thank you. And put out your chest and do what I always do.
When you dance back to back, that's that new attack that the other dancers lack. You can see what goes on in the hall when you dance back to back. Your partner won't see you make eyes at who dances by. Your partner won't find it, she's doing the same. That's why you must dance back to back. Let me place you in the pack. Cut the cards and I deal you a queen and a jack. Back to back. Thank you.
From a Hungarian Radiola Electro record made in Budapest in 1939, that was Len Hughes and his band, with the vocal refrain by Len Hughes himself, and Back to Back, written by Irving Berlin. I know nothing whatsoever about Len Hughes, but if you happen to own a copy of Jazz and Hot Dance in Hungary, 1912 to 1949, there's something in there about him. I don't have one, and good luck finding a copy, since even Abe Books doesn't have one. Before Len Hughes, it was Phil Spitalny's music from a Hit of the Week record released June 5, 1930, and Give Yourself a Pat on the Back. Phil Spitalny, now best remembered for his all-girl orchestra, recorded under five pseudonyms for Hit of the Week, and is responsible for nearly a quarter of the label's entire catalog. Give Yourself a Pat on the Back was written by Ralph Butler, with the music by Raymond Wallace. Ralph Butler also wrote Nellie the Elephant, The Sun Has Got His Hat On, and under the pseudonym J. Wallace, All by Yourself in the Moonlight. We started off that vertebral set with Ray Starita and the Piccadilly Revels Band and Backbeats. Backbeats was written by Frank Guarenti, and that recording is from February of 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. I shudder at the thought of ever having to move, but yesterday my son and his family moved to a larger, nicer house. Fortunately, they moved just to the city next door and had the help of a crew of professional movers and my wife and me, for what we were worth, but it's still a daunting task, even after getting rid of a couple of dumpsters full of stuff in advance and having a garage sale. And knowing what was ahead, they started the day by publicly apologizing in advance for the bad words they would no doubt utter during the day. This is a very good move for them, and so here's a set of rapidly rotating records to listen to while unpacking and putting away, beginning with Nat Travers. Oh, and as it turns out, I heard no bad words the whole day.
There was a bloke the name of Curly Williams, who never had a penny in his coin. He wasn't fond of work because it hurt him. If you spoke about a job, he used to sigh. He used to loaf outside of public houses. Some days he'd go without a bit to eat. His clothes was always nicely ventilated. He lived in a little oval up the street. But he's moved in a bigger house now, living like a blooming don, in a great big large five-story house, with a real bathroom and the gas laid on. Lovely ground all round it. No longer will he mooch around the pubs. It ain't a villa or a mansion what he's living in. They call it Wormwood Scrubs. A gentleman what Curly owed a quid to was knocking where he used to live this morn. Said he to me, give me 2 and 6 pence if I could tell him where it was he'd gone. Says I, now tell me why you want to find him. To summons him he murmured with a frown. So I thought there wouldn't be no harm to tell him. And I said when I had got his half a crown, why he's moved in a bigger house now, living like a blooming don, in a great big large five-story house, with a real bathroom and the gas laid on. Lovely ground all round it. No longer will he mump or tell the tale. It ain't a villa or a mansion what he's living in. They call it Brixton Jail. Thank you.
baby. We're gonna move on out Derby town. Yeah, when I get you, baby, we're gonna move on out Derby town. Yeah, because I don't want nobody. I'm always hanging around. I don't want you staying here. I don't need no ice man, cause I'm gonna get me a Freddy there. That's what I'm gonna do. When we get on the outskirts of town. Yeah, because sweet mama, woo, I don't want no ice man hanging around. Well, I'm gonna eat with gas, mama, and not with coal. I don't need no coal man stopping, hollering coal. When I get you, mama, we're gonna move on the outskirts of town. Yeah, because I don't want no coal man. Woo, I'm always hanging around. Bring my groceries myself every day. That's gonna keep that grocery boy away. That's what I'm gonna do when we move on out country town. Yeah, I don't want no delivery boy. Funny mama, as funny as it could be. If you have any babies, I want them all to look like me. That's what I'm gonna do when you get on the outskirts of town.
Move out of town. You ought to move, baby. Honey, why don't you?
Well, yesterday my son and his family took Jed Davenport and his Beale Street Jug Band's advice that you ought to move out of town, but not for the reasons expressed in the song. Harmonicist Jed Davenport was from Mississippi and recorded as a soloist and accompanist before starting his own jug band in Memphis, Tennessee. They recorded only two sides in a single session on February 20th, 1930, and the other members of the band were guitarist Henry L. Castle, known as Too Tight, mandolin player Charlie McCoy, also known as Papa Charlie, and guitarist Joe McCoy, better known as Kansas Joe. Before Jed Davenport, it was Casey Bill Weldon with We Gonna Move to the Outskirts of Town. Steel guitarist Will Weldon was also known as Kansas City Bill and Levy Joe, and the KC referred to his connection with Kansas City, although he was born in 1909 in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. We began that relocation set with British Music Hall performer Nat Travers, and he's moved in a bigger house now. Today, March 17th, is of course St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick lived during the 5th century and is the patron saint and national apostle of Ireland, and people in Ireland have been celebrating the Roman Catholic feast day of St. Patrick for over 1,000 years. But the first St. Patrick's Day parade was right here in the U.S. on March 17, 1762, as Irish soldiers serving in the English military marched through New York City. The first official New York City St. Patrick's Day parade was in 1848. So here to start off our little St. Patrick's Day celebration is Frank Munn.
There's a tear in your eye, and I'm wondering why, for it never should be there at all. With such power in your smile, sure a stone you'd beguile, for there's never a teardrop should fall. When your sweet little thing laughter is like some fairy song, and your eyes twinkle bright as can be, you should laugh all the while, and or other times smile, and now smile a smile for me. When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart away. For your smile is a part of the love in your heart, and it makes even sunshine more bright. Like the linnet's sweet song crooning all the day long, comes your laughter so tender and light. For the springtime of life is the sweetest of all, there is ne'er a real care or regret. And while springtime is out throughout all of you hours, let us smile each chance we get.
Proud of that dear land across the sea. For here's the way my dear old mother told the tale to me.
Sure, a little bit of heaven fell from out the sky one day and nestled on the ocean in a spot so far away. And when the angels found it, sure it looked so sweet and fair. They said, suppose we leave it, for it looks so peaceful there. So they sprinkled it with stardust, just to make the shamrocks glow. 'Tis the only place you'll find them, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver to make its lake so grand. And when they had it finished, sure they called it Ireland. So they sprinkled it with stardust just to make the shamrocks grow. 'Tis the only place you'll find them, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver to make its lake so grand. And when they had it finished, sure they thank you.
Well, there's a nice raucous way to end the show and help with your celebration of St. Patrick's Day. Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks with Tom Stax, singing Edgar Leslie's words to James Monaco tune Hooray for the Irish, recorded February 13, 1926. It definitely wasn't Tom Stax who gave the vocal exclamation at the beginning of the record, but probably another band member. The unusual fiddle duet in the middle was Harry Reaser and Murray Kellner. Before the Jacks, it was the Shannon Quartet with A Little Bit of Heaven, the legend of how Ireland got its name. That was composed in 1914 by Ernest R. Ball with the lyric by J. Kieran Brennan and recorded August 30, 1926. That recording and 23 other electricals by the Shannon Quartet are available on the Rivermont CD, A Little Bit of Heaven, for which yours truly wrote the 40-page liner notes, and which is available at rivermontrecords.com, along with all their other fine vintage and contemporary recordings. That's rivermontrecords.com. And we began our little St. Patrick's Day celebration with Frank Munn and When Irish Eyes Are Smiling from August 14, 1925. Virtually synonymous with Ireland, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling was written by a trio of Americans, Chauncey Alcott, who was born in upstate New York, although his mother emigrated from Ireland, George Graff, and Ernest Ball. Yes, the same Ernest Ball who wrote A Little Bit of Heaven. I'm Glenn O'Rubison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you have a happy St. Patrick's Day, and that you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.